Welcome, everybody. Shir number 771, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, interesting thing. I just wanted to read in our Siman again. We're working on Siman Kuf Samach Zayin. Very, very important Yesedis in Hilchos Brachos in general that are found over there. Another interesting thing, important thing, that brings down the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkot and Tzadik Beis. Again, Kuf Samach Zayin, Sifkot and Tzadik Beis. And he says like this, Birchas HaMoitzi, in reference to the Birchas HaMoitzi. So the Mechaba, actually backtracking, the Mechaba in Sif Yud Tes, again, Kuf Samach Zayin, Sif Yud Tes, says, Misha Einoi Oichol, somebody who does not eat, Einoi Yachol Levarech Birchas HaMoitzi, can't make a Birchas HaMoitzi, Lohoitzi Oichlem, to have a mind somebody else. In other words, somebody's eating. I'm not eating, but somebody else is eating. And the person has a problem making the hamaitzi. So the question is, could I make the hamaitzi for them? I'm not eating at all. I'll make the hamaitzi and I'll make it for them and I'll have them in mind. I can't do that because it's a birchas hanenin and I am not eating. It's problematic. So explains to us the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Tzadik Beis. Who are then? He says, B'chol, anytime it's a birch senenin, in other words, a bracha on food, where for pleasure or the like, the dafka, birchas. So then, if the person making the bracha is not eating, he can't make a bracha when you're not eating. Even though you say, well, I'm going to have the other guy, I'm doing it for the other guy who can't read, or I want to have him in mind, or he can't say the bracha, whatever the case is. But if you're not eating, you can't do that. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Then he says further, very important concept, the dafka birchas hamitzvahs. It's only over there by birchas hamitzvahs for a bracha on a mitzvah. So in other words, if a person makes a bracha on a mitzvah, then they could have the other person in mind, even though they might not be doing it. Okay, so what's the reason for that? The dafka birchas hamitzvah is shekol Yisrael arevim zel lazeh, because of the fact that all of Klal Yisrael is sort of like responsible for one another. Each one of us are responsible for somebody else. V'chasher chaveiroi layatza yidei hamitzvah, when somebody else, when my friend, let's say, doesn't do a mitzvah, right? When my friend doesn't do a mitzvah that he's mechoyev to do, or she's mechoyev to do, v'chasher chaveiroi layatza yidei mitzvah, hove ki'ilu who layatza, it's as though the person himself didn't do the mitzvah, right? If my friend doesn't do the mitzvah, it's ki'ilu like the person themselves that didn't do the mitzvah. Because we're responsible for one another. Mishum hachi, therefore, yachal ha'itzi afilu hu kevar yatzi dei ha'mitzvah. Therefore, one can make a bracha for somebody else on birchas ha'mitzvahs, on a mitzvah, something that's a mitzvah we spoke about last time, Havdalah, Kiddush, these type of things. Mishum hachi yachal lahitzi afilu hu kevar yatzi idei hamitzvah. Even though that person was already mekayim the mitzvah. I was already mekayim the mitzvah, right? But I could still make the bracha for somebody else because of the fact that I'm sort of like, to an extent, responsible for the other person. Then he goes on to say, Masha'ein came by birchas hanenin. But on the other hand, so that's by birchas hamitzvahs. I'm responsible for the other guy. The other guy is responsible for me. But when it comes to birchas hanenin, when it comes to a bracha on food, in other words, even though when I eat something, the other person eats something, my friend eats something, he has to make a bracha. A person can't have any type of pleasure without making a bracha. Okay, so that's what he says. Right, you can't eat without a bracha. In other words, who said you have to eat? Okay, I'm good. The person has to eat to survive, but you don't have to eat now. I'll eat later. I'll eat a different time, whatever. But by a mitzvah, right? So by a certain mitzvah, like Kiddush is at a certain time. Avdalah is at a certain time. Mitzvahs are done usually, at a certain time. I can eat now. I can eat later. There's no chiyah for me to eat. There's no obligation for me to eat right now. So therefore, that's what he says. The fact that the one that's not eating, in other words, if I'm not eating, my friend's eating, and he wants me to say a bracha, I'm not eating at all. He wants me to make a bracha for him, but I'm not eating at all. There's no chiv, there's no obligation for me to make a bracha because I'm not eating. Elamai, what? I'm going to make it for him, but since there's no chiv, I'm obligated for, I'm sort of like responsible for his thing. By mitzvahs, each person is mechuyah for one another, right? But by having pleasure from food, you can eat now. You cannot eat now. It's not that I'm responsible for his good. I might be responsible for his bracha, but he could choose not to eat now. That's all. But by a mitzvah, you have to make it when the time is the right time. That's the bottom line. That's how he explains it. Then he explains. He ends off. I am the command. B'simin kuf sadek zayin sifdal mishabur le'inim berachas hamazon and so on. Okay, so that's an important point to keep in mind. I just wanted to explain that the distinction between when you have Birchas HaNenen, in other words, again, Birchas HaNenen making when somebody's eating something, they have bracha on the food. So the person who's not eating cannot make a bracha of somebody else. When it comes to Birchas HaMitzvahs, even though somebody is not doing the mitzvah, they could make the bracha for somebody else. I mean, each thing is in its own, whatever, is in its own situation, but the concept, the general concept is what we have to understand. But he goes on to say, does the Mechaber, again in Sifri Tes, Avol Kalikatanim, when it comes to children, young children, right? Young children under the mitzvah and so on. Yochel levarich afal pi. Then you would be allowed to. Let's say young children are learning to make brachas or whatever. So then yochel levarich afal pi. You would be allowed to make a bracha afal pi she'ena yochel. Imahem kedei lechanchan b'mitzvahs. Even though one is not, eating, they want to make a bracha for the small child, right? To teach them. The bottom line is, you want to teach them how to make the right bracha. So Mishnah Berurah says an interesting thing in Sifkat and Tzadik Gimel, Vafila Ketanim the Alma, even small children that are not so small, Shein Chinucham Mutal Alav Midin. In other words, they're not even in the age of Chinuch. They're not like very small. They're possibly a little bit bigger, right? So he brings out an interesting, Gamkin is Mutal Avarachimam. You can still make a bracha with them, Kishereitzim Lehanes, when they want to have pleasure. In other words, by Berchas Hananin, by eating something or whatever, not by a mitzvah per se, not a bracha on a mitzvah, but a bracha on a food, right? Which is what we call again Berchas Hananin, Ve'in Yoidim Levarach Batzmam. Let's say the child, let's say even he's even a little bit older, or he or she is a little bit older. The girl or boy is a little bit older, but it's hard for them. They can't make it by themselves. They need help, right? So he says, even then, one would be allowed. And they're a little bit. They might not be, whatever. I'm not going to start giving ages. 5, 6, maybe they're 7, 8. They're a little bit older. They're already moving up in the years, if you want to say. But feel like a ton in the alma. But they're below bar mitzvah, below bas mitzvah, and so below 12 and 13. And they don't know how to make the bracha themselves, so then you can make it with them and to say Hashem's name and everything, whatever has to be done. They definitely says when it's somebody's own children or children living in their own house. But when it comes to adults, you can't do it even if people are with you, right? Let's say a husband and wife or whatever the case is, or two people, two adults living in the same house, husband and wife, and one says, well, I'm not eating now, but I'll make the bracha for you. You can't do that. But when it comes to ketanim, when it comes to children, you could do it because of the fact, again, because we want to teach them to make it the right way. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha kol tov.